Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisai. This Shabbos, this past Shabbos, if I could ask the chevra in the back, I want to tell you something about talking. This past Shabbos, I'm Zoyche Shabbos afternoon. I have the schos every Shabbos afternoon to learn together. My wife, it's the quietest shiur. For many years, I said the shiur to my wife and to my sister. To my wife and to Rebetzin Russ for many years. Today, the shiur is like exploded. We have on a normal Shabbos about 20 people. In Blue Ridge, if you just think about things, that's like 14,000 in New York City. So that 20 Nashim Tzidkanis, and every Shabbos we learn together, 20, 25. I came up the stairs, it's upstairs, and when I walked into the room, there was like a buzz. People were talking, like usual, like this room was a minute ago. There was a buzz in this room. And I was struggling, like maybe don't walk in the room. So the buzz right now, the buzz that just was a minute ago, that was crazy. That's the buzz of people yidden enjoying each other. Hello, that buzz. So I'm like the killjoy. So I had it sad not to go into the shiur. I was thinking about it, maybe just leave. But then I was thinking that whole buzz came about from coming to a shiur. So if we could somehow, by having the shiur, will cause the buzz before and the buzz after. So we can have a shiur that causes such a buzz. I want to say that the same chiyus. It's not like before we all sit down to learn there was a certain chiyus in the room. Now, okay, so we're a little more quiet, but the same presentness. It's not like we saw like that. We have to come with the same emotional presentness of the buzz before the shiur or before davening has to have the same chiyus as much as possible presentness during. But it's just absolutely beautiful to see the chevra. It's beautiful to see one another. Shechayonu v'kimanu v'kiyonu lazman hazeh. It's awesome. I've been anxiously waiting for this for 4 weeks, for a month, and it's delightful. It's delightful, delightful. Every person that we're together, that we're here, that we're together, it's absolutely delightful. Now, there's many things on my mind. I want the same presentness, the buzz before. There's many things on my mind. I'll tell you what I want to start with. In the last month, I've gone around to Yidden. And when you go somewhere to Yidden, so you think, what are you going to speak about? And you try, well, Now, what do you want? What needs to be said? What should be said? What's on my mind? What's happening here? So when you go around normally, you put thought to be present, to say the thing that needs to be said, that should be said. That's what should me and Shloima talk about right now? So I want to say in the last month, there's no thought. Right now, sitting here, Yehuda, there's something. Reb Yehuda and Yehuda, right now, sitting here, there's something that has to be said to me before we say Shalom Aleichem, before we talk, joke, sing, laugh, whatever we do. To me, if Yidden are gathered now, and I don't care if I repeat this, if I speak 1,000 times this month, if Yidden gather now, you're weird not to start with the following thing. You're clueless. A person's clueless. You're like living alternate reality. But I have to start with our chabura gathered here. We're a chabura. I'm with the chevra. We're with each other. It's crazy. The first thing that we have to say is we have to be current in seeing each other. Yankov, I've been waiting for a long time. We have to say the first thing. Push it to be a normal person. If you're on Pesach and like you meet your family, you just forgot to discuss Pesach, you're a little weird. Like, it's Pesach. I don't know what to tell you. If Sukkot, you get together, you have a whole family get together, you just after, like, hey, I forgot to mention, we forgot to eat in the Sukkah, mention. See, you're not attuned to life. It's Rosh Hashanah, and like, you gathered Rosh Hashanah, you just forgot that it's Rosh Hashanah. You forgot to blow the shofar, think about the shofar, talk about, see, you're just not in touch. You go to a wedding, You pashut, you go to somebody's wedding, you just forgot to dance, you forgot to say mazel tov, you forgot to greet the chas na'ir. There's such a thing, but it's a wedding. If you didn't greet now, if I'm seeing Yankov now, the first thing I want to say to you, I want to hug you and kiss you and greet you, but when we talk, the first thing I want to say, I'm 50 years old, I identify as a 27-year-old, but nonetheless, in my life, I have never seen, Hashem is giving a shiur, Chloe. We have just experienced, I believe there'll be a Megillah. I would not be shocked. I don't know how these things work. There'll probably be a Megillah written about the times we're in, probably. For sure there'll be books. It's like Dvarim Pshutim. We've seen a miracle in our lives, in your life, unprecedented in the world. In 1,000 years, they're going to talk about these days. In the history of the world, unprecedented miracle. I was talking to a very sophisticated person who's like aware of world news, who feels our people. Hezbollah was next to Eretz Yisrael, armed and ready for a war. He was saying, do you realize, he said to me, do you realize tens of thousands of Yidden are going to be nifted? You have, I feel a bit talking like this, I'm sorry. So I don't know how to say it, Paramiza. Do you realize? Do you know Iran is a top 20 army in the world? Iran fought Iraq, and check on your phones how many tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Iraqis died. Russia has better weapons than Eretz Yisrael has. More money, more access to weapons. They're fighting Ukraine. Litzarenu, I don't say this lightly. A guy is precious. You know, 500,000 Russians have been killed. You know, between Russia and Iran, 1 million people have died. They're both better armies than Israel. Have more weapons, more access, more systems. They have the same system Israel has. I don't know how to say this. Bombs kill people. Ballistic missiles knock down, like, countries. One knocks down buildings, blocks get pummeled. I don't know how to say this. Iran is a top 20 army in the world. It's unprecedented in world history. A year ago, 8 months ago, we had like two enemies of us, of Am Yisrael, right next to it. No, any thinking person, what's going to be? It's crazy what's going to be. The best case scenario, what happened is a miracle of epic proportions. Hashem announced to the entire world, I love Am Yisrael, I'm going to do a protection. We say every night, Shem Am Yisrael, what Hashem always protects Am Yisrael. We just saw a Shir Chloe, I like these people. Any intelligent guy in the world, it's like, whoa, any. Now some hate us for it. There's anti-Semitism, Kach Gazer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any honest guy is what just happened, is freaky. We have a sophisticated friend, and he observed. I've seen this. My wife and I traveled around. I never had this in my life. We came back to our car. It's hanging on my fridge. We went to a canyon to see a canyon. We came back to the car. On my car door said something like, "We love Israel. We stand united with you. Love your kin from Utah." A letter. It's hanging on my fridge. I never got a letter like that in my door. Goyim were looking at us like, whoa. Now, there is some hate, for sure. There's a lot of emotion. What just happened to us is unprecedented in the world. Study it. See it. There's no such thing. There doesn't exist. Countries with weapons raining down bombs. Now, I want to say this. We don't forget 36 people were killed from bombs in Eretz Yisrael. Each one is one too many. There's no like, it's only, not only, one Yid. I ask myself, why aren't we like dancing in the streets? Why aren't we saying Hallel every day? Probably 36, 12 were going, 12 of the 36, but 24 were killed in bombs. If one Yid was killed, it's like, it's not an extra, we have no extras. But we just saw a miracle, the likes of which doesn't exist in the world. That's our sugya right now. The Ava Hashem has for me and for you, a Yid. I absorb, Hashem likes his people a lot. You want to study why? Whoa, what does he see in us? He is really into our people, really into. A Yid is like really big stuff. That's the sugya going on, Bas, right now, presently. To talk about anything else in our Shalom Aleichem, anything is like you're clueless. You're really clueless. Hashem just did a miracle. This is our sugya. We're living today. Hezbollah is not the threat that it was. It disintegrated. It disappeared. It's like a biblical story. Iran, a minute ago, was threatening nukes, and people arguing. Don't worry, it's really 6 weeks away. They're exaggerating. It's not 2 weeks away. There's a country threatening nuclear weapons on, it's crazy, on Am Yisrael. Disintegrated in ways there's no such thing in the world. Zero is no such thing. And I want to sit here welcoming the guys that were Yidden, were part of something. We're a Yid. Ich bin a Yid. I'm a Yid. I'm a Yid. That means something. Since Simchas Torah a year ago, now it's almost 2 years, I've had an awakening. I'm a Yehudi. I'm a Yid. I see Yid, and I see Yid there. A Yid. A guy's a Yid is a big thing. Somebody's a Yid. I lost the word from. Not, I don't know types. I don't know what that is. A Yid? A Yehudi? You know what a Yid is? A Yid's crazy. A Yid is wild what a Yid is. Yehudi. There's a mashmois to be Yehudi. I told the guys this story a while ago. One of the hostages' name is Frank Siegel. Now, Frank Siegel sat in Gaza. His daughter Mir said about him that he never said Shema Yisrael. Frank Siegel, his daughter, I don't think it's true. He had said Shema one way or another. But his daughter never heard him say Shema Yisrael in his life. So he was a Yid who didn't know much about being a Yid. He was sitting in captivity in Gaza. He started doing, I heard his daughter and him. I don't believe reports and I don't believe everything everybody says. I'm not into that. Frank Siegel, I studied. Two hostages I've studied, Frank Siegel and Agam Berger. Agam Berger, my mother met. She's a Malach Hashem. She was just at the Toldos Avraham Yitzchak's Tish 2 weeks ago and he heard she was there. He sent up, he said she's a tzaddikus. He sent up Shiraim up to the Ezra's Mamish. My mother met her. She's Isha, we'll talk about her. But I see Frank Siegel and Agam Berger, just me and you. When I meet you, I see Frank Siegel's me. We're both Yidden, he's my brother. When I see Chassidish Yidden, one's very Frank Siegel. But one, he's a Yid. Frank Siegel sat in captivity. The man didn't say Shema. He knew nothing about Yiddishkeit. He's from America, married an Israeli, knew zero. He starts sitting in captivity and he starts thinking, I'm here, I'm a Yid. Yesh mashmo'ot liyot Yehudi. Means something to be a Yid. It started like dawning, him and me. We both woke up and chapped that it means something to be a Yid. We chapped. I'm a Yehudi, identity. We're a generation, I'm starting to learn my sugya, who I am. My own issues, my own challenge. Me, who my, what my, me. We're like a very sensitive identity. Frank Siegel started chapping, I'm a Yid, I'm a Yehudi. Like deeply, I'm a Yid. He didn't know what to do. What do you do with that? What does it mean? He was racking his brain, trying to like feel, what does that mean to be? I feel it, but, and he figured it out. The guy nailed it. He's mechaven to a tour. He like, and anybody who understands what it means to be a Yid would agree to him. The biggest lamdan. He figured it out. He was watching television. If you think there's a space devoid of God, he's watching television. Of course he found Hashem. You could watch a rock, you could watch television, you could watch the moon, you could watch a baseball game, you'll find Hashem. Because the whole world, Meloi Chalertz Kvaydi, he's watching television, and he hears a Yid make a mezainis. Baruch Ata Hashem, Lekenu Melech Olam Borei Minei Mezonot. And he loses his mind, he figured it out. He said, I'm a Yehudi, I'm a thanker. And he swore to make brachas. Now you have to understand this. Frank Siegel was starving to death. The guy's lips, there were times he didn't eat 3 days straight. He couldn't open his mouth, was stuck together. He's thirsty and starving to death. We have 1 day fast. Think how you feel at the end. 3 days fast. How about 3 months where you barely eat? The man wouldn't put a morsel of food in his mouth till he made him a zainus. He'd take a cup of water. The Hamas guy saw him, lost his mind. He would say, Baruch Ata Hashem, like a Rebbe, like a Rashiv. He's a Yid. He's a Yid. He made him his onot. Baruch Ata Hashem, Lekenim Al Chaylam, Berei Minei Mizaynis. Then he would drink. The Hamas guy, what I call him, I don't know why I said Frank, Keith Siegel. What am I changing a yitzhak? Shame on me. Keith Siegel, I don't know why I called him Frank. I apologize. Thank you, nothing. Thank you, nothing. Thank you, nothing. The same way I wouldn't call you any other name, Machem, I shouldn't change his name. Keith Siegel. Thank you, nothing. Lemaisa, Keith Siegel wouldn't put a morsel of food in his mouth till he made him a Zionist. To the point that Mas guy said to Keith, he couldn't believe it. It's like a story of a Rebbe. So he says, Keith like gets food. The Hamas guy's watching. He gets food. Your food's in your mouth instinctively before you make a bracha. Keith doesn't put anything. Baruch Ato Hashem. And then eats. So the Hamas guy says, Keith, atolodati. The Hamas guy said to Keith, atolodati, you're not from. I'd like to answer the Hamas guy, you jerk. I want to tell you what you taught me, Rebbe. You taught Dan Kalish and entire people, Ani Yehudi. I don't know this type, this brand. You taught me. I also had brands before I met you. You taught me, buddy, you awakened our people, Ani Yehudi. Baruch, Ata Hashem, Lekenu Melech Olam, Shalom Le'Yavitvari. I'm making much better brachas today. Ani Yehudi, I'm a Yid. You taught me, buddy. You taught me, Ani Yehudi. Yesh mashmaot liyot Yehudi. I told the chevra, this guy, Keith Siegel came home, thank you, Nachum. Keith Siegel came home on Erev Shabbos from captivity, and his daughter said to Keith, Abba, whatever you want for Shabbos, you get. You want a steak, I'll grill it for you. You want schnitzel, I'll fry it for you. You want chalot, I'll bake for you, ugot. Whatever you want, Tato. They wanted a wine and dine him. Keith Siegel said to his wife and children, Ani rotze shnei dvarim, I want two things. Ani rotze kippah, the kos. I want to make kiddush for mishpach. I want to make kiddush. I want to make kiddush with the family. Keith Siegel said to his wife and children, Ani rotze shnei dvarim, kos v'kippah, zeh. I don't want your steak, I don't want your this. Kos v'kippah, a yarmulke and a kos. Please get me for Shabbos, I'm making kiddush tonight. So he told his wife and children. I heard this from him, I heard this from his daughter. Ani rotze shnei kos v'kippah. So I want to say that we've had an awakening. Ani Yehudi, ich bin a Yid. A Yid's a big thing. So I want to say, in our gathering, that the first thing is Shebach v'yidah to Hashem. Tremendous appreciation that we're part of, that anachnu Yehudim, we're Yidin. A tremendous appreciation. That Ani Yehudi means something. Yesh mashmot. It means something to be a Yehudi. That's like the greeting I want. I want to hug you, Yanke. But I first want to say, I have to express a Shebach v'yidah to Hashem. Tremendous appreciation. Challenges and difficulties are not lost to us. They're not lost to us at all. But we're present to your kindness, Hashem. We're present. We're people that appreciate you. I want to thank you for your kindness. That's the place. And you've announced to us, you've hugged us and kissed us in a remarkable way, saying, I love my people. He announced it to the whole world. Whoever wants to listen could listen. But the main people who should pay attention is us. And Hashem hugged and kissed us. There's no such thing this in the entire world. There's none. Check out other wars simultaneously. Iran and Iraq. Iraq has more money than Israel. They have more people. They could figure stuff out. They can't figure it out, and hundreds of thousands perish. Russia's a lot more powerful army than Eretz Yisrael. They can't figure it out. Bombs kill people. There's one people, it doesn't work the same. It just doesn't. It works different. We have Hashem, Ki Imanu Kel. Hashem likes this people. It's just, there's no, it's inexplicable. Without it, there's a people who Hashem's into, me and you. Us, me and you. Yet Hashem likes his people. So I wanted to express this in our first gathering. When we reconvene and regather, I want to express this. We'll probably talk about other things over the 3 weeks, but I don't know if we should. I guess we should find different ways of sitting on this fact. We'll talk about other things as well. But Ani Yudi v'ata Yudi, Shalom Aleichem Yid. It's good to see a Yid. It's good to see fellow Yid. I love the Yid we have here. It's a schus and an honor to be here. It's delightful. I wanted to express thank you. We're coming, we're gathered here. We haven't been together. We haven't been together for a month. Some of us for much longer, but at least we haven't been in Durham for a month. I want to express there are people that I traveled a little, but I was relaxing. There are people that were busy gathered together and making things for the Chevra. Tremendous appreciation. The first gratitude to somebody who is not Messiah Das from our Chevra, and what he puts into efforts is Loyuman, and he was busy the last month on other camps, and then Vaita busy to make this be the success. Tremendous appreciation to Ray Brownstein for all the efforts. I'd like to appreciate there are guys here. If you see any guy ran a trip, if you see Shlomi Greenwald, don't let him work, serve him. If he's in the dining room and there are 100 people waiting on line for supper, he goes first. Skip the line, put him in front. I beg you, bring him, feed him, put food in his mouth, Bashut. He probably wouldn't want that. There are guys who worked hard to make sure that other Chevra had a good month. But they ran the trips, the trips, the gain of the trips. In the room, I see Shlomo and David. The appreciation is Layum. And thank you, David. Clara, thank you, Shlomo Greenwald, for the trips that you can do. Leslie, say, Leslie, thank you, Leslie Platter. Where's Avi Bertram? Is Avi Bertram here? What? Where's Avi Bertram? I need to look at you. Stand up. You're cheering too half-heartedly. The man Carrie, he brought 30 guys to Florida, gave them an incredible, incredible time. Incredible. Somebody asked me 2 weeks ago, might say Shabbos, I heard the Chevra had a whole Indian in Woodburn. I said, I wish they were upstate. Our guys are in Florida, here, there. They're all over the country. Our guys weren't there. Maybe next year we'll meet you in Woodburn. Now we're if you want to Fabrang with us, we're in Florida, Montana, all over the place, just British Columbia. Avi, what you've done, the Chevra, and Avram Miller, Mamish, he had a steiging that month, but Avi Bertram has done these weeks. Tremendous, tremendous appreciation to Avi, what you've done. Yitzi, where's Yitzi DeVore here? Where's Yitzi? Well, Yitzi DeVore, good work. It was Avi. Where's Yudi? I didn't see. Where's Yudi? If these guys are in line in the dining room, they go right to the front. Pashut, we owe them. Feed them. Take care of them. They were working day and night to help the guys. Where's Ellie Tress? Where's Ellie Tress? Shalom Harach. Dovi, anyone else? Dovi, Mishalom, Eliyah. What? Where is he? Where's Eliokin? Where's Eliokin? Right there. Thank you. If 6 people are in line for pickleball, he gets the first game, of course. He just... Okay, so you'll become good if you go first. I want to thank Be'emes, a tremendous... Did I leave anybody in the room out, David? Sure. Wait, see, I didn't see him. Is Shimmy Rosen in the room? Where is he? Is Elio Pearl? I just didn't see him in the room. Is Dovi Konigsberg in the room? Yeah, they're not in the room. They deserve... I'm sure they are. I owe gratitude when they're not here also, I promise. A guy is here, I want to thank. I want the opportunity to thank. Really coming off these trips, I want to say this that for years, we were working on things that help our guys have an aliyah in the summer. These trips have been a nes ben hashamayim. We're a chabura that's mergel benesim. These trips have been miraculous. And I really thank the Zakayim that were Megadlins Chosal Yedei Zakai. Tremendous appreciation to the Chevra for that. So I wanted to express that. I want to say that we're sitting in a place that's a miracle. I'll talk about it more. The hour's late, and I'll talk about it more. But the appreciation, just who's the Balabas here? I don't think he's not here. I'm happy he's not here. so I could talk. We're zeicher to be hosted by Yidu Zetzadik. Rev Teitelbaum was a big person. Over the years, I advised the chevra. A lot of chevra like lean in. He's a very big person, a literal tzaddik, literal. I call him a tzaddik since Simchas Torah. I want to say he's a yid, mamish. He's a yid. If you want to know Yehudi, he's a Yehudi, mamish Yehudi. I know two types of yid, a sleeping yid and an awake yid. He's an awake yid. Was he awake? So the schos of being hosted by Rabbi Teitelbaum yearly, of plugging into a big yid, what we've had over the years here has been tremendous. So I want to appreciate Rabbi Teitelbaum. I want to thank him. Shaloi b'fanav, but we'll thank in person for hosting us. He's so excited in a very real way. He's so excited to be here, to be part of this. He's become tremendously close to our families. My wife and I know we're excited to come here to spend the summer with the Teitelbaums, with that mishpacha. Tremendous, tremendous appreciation. There are many, many more thank yous. I want to express the appreciation that every single guy is here. Every guy. I wanna just express that. It means a lot. We all zeicha to share journeys together. I should go down. I should speak about Reuven Yain and Meir and Michel, go guy by guy. It's maybe we'll have time over the summer. The appreciation that was zeicha to be together in the summer, to have this makam aliyah. I just appreciate each person that's here, that's part of this. It will be Be'ezus Hashem, a tremendous aliyah. I davened for many years. I wanted a Rebbe. I had a picture of a Rebbe. I'm not going to be Meirich, but I want to say last year we were zeicha that the Rebbe came. And my wife and I found the Rebbe. My kids had found years before us, and he impacted our yeshiva and our family years before Sulam. But the Zchus, Rav Geisler Shita, I'm happy to talk not in front of him. He has changed our yeshiva massively. He's changed my life, my wife's life, my children's life. And the Zchus, I want to beg the Chevra. The older guys that are not doing the trips will be here morning. Come to here, just for yourself. He'll speak every morning, Be'ezus Hashem. I invite the Chevra, plug in. I could say for myself, I'm not, if you don't come, I'm going to come, and you're going to, so a good friend of yours will be there. So you'll be friends with me. It will impact you anyway, because I'm going to be there. I want to invite the Chevra. We're going to try to get him to speak as much as possible. I want to ask the Rebbe to speak at night also sometimes, because the guys who do trips in the morning should get to hear him. So we're going to try to work that out also. But even if the guys who do trips don't hear him, if the other chevra hears him and you play football, so the football game will be different because you heard him. So play football, the guy who heard him. But I asked the guys to plug in. Rabbi Brownstein, Shacharis in the morning is going to be what time? 8:30 is going to be Shacharis. 8:30 Shacharis. Is there a coming? Is coming, 8:30 is going to be Shacharis. We'll get to that. 8:30 Shacharis. Then after Shacharis is going to be breakfast, and we start at 10:15. At 10:15, at 10:15, the Rebbe is going to speak Be'ezus Hashem at 10:15. At 11:15 is going to be Seder. At 12:15, we're going to hear where Zeicher Eichelor, Talmud Chacham Muflug. I look forward to the summers with Rav Thalen for years now. Our Chabura has gotten tremendously attached to Rav Thalen. He'll be saying Shir at 12:15 to 1. We're learning sugyas. We're going to learn beautiful, beautiful sugyas of Tadir v'she'enei Tadir. There's a lot of Ian, a lot of Raid. We're going to be learning sugyas around Shas of Tadir v'she'enei Tadir, Tadir. We learned brachas in Yeshiva this year, and this is a sugya we learned. We're going to learn the Ian over the next few weeks. Even if you miss one day, each day is going to be its own thing pretty much. 2 days, 3 days, they're like sugyas we're going to be learning. So there'll be chavrusas 11:15 to 12:15, 12:15 will be shir. But even shir is interactive. So that's going to be Be'ezus Hashem, the morning schedule. I invite the Olam to come. At night, officially, the Olam's going to learn the chavrusa. I'm going to say shir every night for the people who do the trips in the morning. But that's just a chetimsa to trick the Rebbe into saying for me, I hope that I want the Chevra to get to hear him. So I'm going to try to work that out. But you can join me and Dovi Gottlieb. At night, we're going to be learning together. Everybody's invited to join. The older guys can have Siddurim. Then that will be taking place Night Seder. Night Seder will be, we'll announce the exact times. It will be about 8:15 to 9:15. That's usually when we have that. I want to say that it was interesting to me to come into the 3 weeks. To me, we're coming in, it's the biggest, like, high. We're coming into the 3 weeks, like, tremendous celebration. It's crazy. It's a very good entrance way into the 3 weeks. Because there's no haschala to the 3 weeks. A person doesn't feel like a yid. Ani Yehudi, then we could talk. We have a country, we have a place, we have a space. The matzav of Klal Yisrael. The first step is Chbin Ayid. I have a sefer I like a lot, and I use it for Avodah. It's a sefer, very good, that instructs on all the mayadim. Do you know what he says the first thing to work on in the 3 weeks? He mamish says in the sefer, the first derech Avodah, the first thing to do is the chapir yid. That's his introduction to 3 weeks. I've never had a better year that, like, we're brought into the 3 weeks from it, like a very simchadika place. Ani Yehudi. I just chapped a year and a half, Ani Yehudi. Like, it means a lot. Bin Ayin. If I held up somebody before 2 years ago, Simchas Torah, I called them a tzaddik. Today, when I think of right title bell, I think of a yid. I'm used to calling them a tzaddik because before 2 years ago, I held them. Now he's a yid. Yeah. We're incredible people. We're an incredible people. I want to say, I was Zeiche, Rabbi Fisher Schlitter. He went somewhere to Fabrein with Yid, and then he came back. He lost his mind. So I went a week later. I was excited. I saw the same thing. There were like 600 Yidden, and there were Yidden from backgrounds. Many of them, some of them public school, other things. I lost my mind. There was something about, like, a pure Ayid, Ani Yehudi. People like that, Ich bin Ayid. They don't even know another label. Ich bin Ayid. I met Yid. We were learning together, singing together. It was like, it was Meshuggah. Yehudim, Yidin. We're an incredible people. It's a really exciting. I want to try these 3 weeks to get more guys to speak. I want to thank, there's somebody, I will hear from him. I want to thank Rabbi Yehuda Deutsch for being here. A lot of guys were zeichet to plug in and to be nene from Rav Yehuda in Rav Bina. I'm thankful. I'm thankful we have him here. I look forward to hearing from Rav Yehuda. We brought in this year, Baruch Hashem, and his name right away has to be thanked. Somebody who sponsors this and helps us get this. Rav Aryeh Weiss, his kindness to us. Tremendous appreciation for Aryeh. And Rav Aryeh this year added and gave us a whole kollel. That's going to be, I'm tremendously thankful. Rav Hillel Storch is here, and we'll hear from Rav Hillel. Rav Akiva is here. I'm very, very thankful to hear Rav Akiva. You'll meet Rav Akiva, Rav Hillel, the Hebrew. We'll meet them, Bez Hashem, over these 3 weeks. I'm looking, Shui, I'm looking at each guy. I want to mention each guy. Avi, I'm happy you're here. Shui, I'm happy you're here. Excellent. Akiva, welcome home, Akiva. Welcome home. Good to be together, Akiva. Ruben Yaina, good to have you back. Yair's back. Fantastic. Maishla, welcome home. If we, Rabbi, say, I want to sing with the Chevron from the tune of the Baal HaTanya. I want to sing Keli Atavai Deka. It's the 3 weeks, and we're not going to dance 3 weeks. We're not going to play music right now the 3 weeks, but I want to sing Keli Atavai Deka, the absorption of Hashem's kindness. All the while, Keli Atavai Deka, you're Hashem, and we feel your kindness, and we absorb your kindness. Eloi Kai, but it's not lost on us, Midas Adin. There are difficulties as well. The challenges, both Birabim, Biyachid, their challenges, it's not lost on us now. And Elokai, Midas Adin, Aroimimeka, I'm Aroimim you. We cry, we grieve, we feel, and we're Aroimim Hashem, a deep faith that's in our people. And we're capable of absorbing both. If we could sing the Baal HaTanya song, then closing remarks before Meir. Be careful. tremendous appreciation from the Lions in the Chabura, a Yid who is a tremendous doer and somebody who organizes and has spent a long, long time. Over the, we come here and enjoy somebody who has spent hours and hours and hours to make sure that we have a good time and really arrange a lot. And I want to thank Yoel Pepper for this. You'll hear Yoel will arrange already tomorrow. I think the owners might put a rafting tomorrow already. So just really, really appreciate it, what Yoel sets up. And looking forward, I want to mention as well, Rabbi Yehuda Deitch, besides, will hear Chaburas and Shiurim, will also run things. Will run things. I always appreciate that big B'nai Torah. To me, a Ben Torah, the refing, the serving, were Chabura, Avi Jaffe used to serve, he was like a waiter. Yehuda Krupka for years, like, was the waiter here, the appreciation of Yehuda would run activities in the afternoon, so tremendously appreciated. The guys on the campus will be announced the afternoon schedule. We'll do that tomorrow to announce the afternoon schedule, but just really appreciate Rabbi Yehuda Deitch, Yoel Tepler, appreciated that you're here, appreciate what you've already prepared and done, and looking forward to having a great time together. I want to welcome Nachum Wolf and thank Nachum for being here. Eli Moshe, welcome back home, Eli Moshe. It's good to have you back home, Eli Moshe. Shimon, welcome home, Shimon. Welcome back, Shimon. Excellent. Amazing, Shimon. Thanks, fantastic. I did you, the Chevra will appreciate. I've done a lot of interviews over the last month. It was one of the best years we ever made, from the strongest years we ever had at Nuremberg Hashem. And there have been interviews, very, very special interviews. And I've met many, many guys who are coming to Yeshiva before Bez Hashem. But of course, there was one guy who came in, it's a relative, Shloim Goren. A guy came in from Cincinnati. Whenever, since Mati Dahan, that's like, deep side, this why Cincinnati is so connected to our Yeshiva. But a guy came in, Cincinnati, we've had some really good ones. Josh Hajij is from Cincinnati, Baruch Hashem, but the tradition continues. Not just his brother-in-law, a lady calls me, her name is Silver from Cincinnati. So I said, are you related to Reb, before I finished the sentence, yeah, that's my Elta Zayda, it's her great-grandpa. Reb Lazer Silver, now the chief Rav of Cincinnati's great-grandson's coming to Yeshiva. We're bonding with Cincinnati, so that's good news. My brother was there a lot of times. That was special. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's
good to be back.
Everybody got all serious. So I want the Rebbe to see that we're ready, comfortable, ready. We're ready. Tired, but comfortable. There's a lot of traveling. Who had big journeys to get here? Who came from the furthest here? Looking around. Ellie, when you came from Baltimore today, how many hours? Okay, 7-8 hours. A bracha, we're going to daven Meirv now. We should be zeich already. Please daven by Meirv. We have a schus to be together. We ask Hashem, we're thankful. We're makir toiv that we're here. We ask in the Rabban Shem, daven by Meirv Shemresi. I ask the oil, please. Daven, all, every trip, every van should go, come back, every car safe. Each bracha should be safe. The sports, everybody should be safe. The biking things, everybody should be safe. Should be a very, very healthy, safe, uplifting, positive, beautiful time together. Welcome home, everybody. Let's have a merry Yeshiva. Thank you. Thank you.
have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.